Hey, it's Kevin Carden here. And before we get into this episode, I have a special invitation for you, especially if you're near, around, or willing to travel to Denver, Colorado. So you guessed it, there is going to be an in-person event where we get to hang out. I call it Soul Builder Live, and here's some information about it. It's no secret that the world needs changing, but the question then becomes how? How do we even make a difference in this world when we're just an individual? It's a concern that you may have, and especially when it comes to living your purpose. You may feel like there's some doubts or some fears, some worries, or even apathy. Like, again, what difference can I make that may be in the way from you actually stepping forward in a way that you know that you feel called to do? Whether it's making an impact through a service, through a product, through something that you want to offer to the world, you know that you're here for a reason. There's a gift that you are here to give. But if you feel at some level feeling stuck or not enough, then Soul Builder Live is for you. So my name is Kevin. We haven't met yet. I've been a transformational coach over the last 6 years. I've been studying personal development and spiritual principles, spiritual law for the last 10 years with my mentor. I've been living my purpose now for several years, and I know what it takes to move through those kinds of barriers, those invisible boundaries that we find within ourselves, especially when we're about to take a step in the direction of a dream that we really would love to create to make a difference in this world. And so I would love to invite you to this event in Denver for 2 days. It'll be live with me. And we're going to be going deep in terms of working with the laws of the universe to be able to move through the resistance that you may notice you have quite often, so that you can actually deliver on your purpose to the world, to make a difference, to make a change that this world desperately needs. And you don't have to be some extraordinary person either. In fact, I find that most people who are living their purpose are people who are just ordinary, but they're doing extraordinary things because they have grown as a soul. That's why I call this Soul Builder Live, so I can help you in growing as a soul so that you can take those bold steps moving forward, because it will take courage. And that boldness comes through having that courage that's developed through training like this. And so a little sneak peek of what we're going to cover. There's three main things we're going to go through: blueprinting, bridging, and building, in order for you to live your soul's purpose. Blueprinting is about getting clear, crystal clear on the life you'd love to live, the kind of impact that you want to make, how that life you would love to live is going for you, so that you can embody that vision. And that's where we go then to the bridging step of how we bridge the gap from where we are to where we'd love to be. It's about an embodiment process that we're changing on a physiological level. If you're familiar with neuroplasticity, we have to change internally if we want to make any external change in our life. And that's really the nitty gritty work of looking at old paradigms, limiting beliefs, moving through resistance that has often come from trauma or traumatic experiences from our past, so that we can release those and really step into our greatness. And then the third and final thing we'll go through is the building phase of living your purpose. And the building is really about taking action, inspired action that's aligned with spirit, that's aligned with this power that has created all things. You can call it energy, you can call it the universe, you can call it spirit, God, the infinite. I like to call it the infinite or God, but aligning with that power that is breathing you, that is within you, will help you move forward in ways that you cannot know on your own. So we're going to be diving deep into this in this Soul Builder Live event. So if you'd love to join me, and this will be about, 30, 40 people at this event, it'll be in person. We get to shake hands, hug, get to see each other in person, face to face or belly to belly, because we're actually in person together. And I get to support you in your journey of living your soul's purpose. So if you'd love to join me, it's $97 early bird. If you've missed that, it's $127 for the 2 days. I know that's a reasonable pricing, because most events that are like this are about, $200-$300. And this is actually the first time I'm hosting this in person. So I really wanted to reach my hand out to you, make it easy for you to show up. There'll be coffee and tea in the morning. You get to meet other like-minded people. And again, I get to help you in living a life that you love, living your purpose. So if you'd love to join me and many others, get your ticket or tickets. If you'd love to join with someone, somewhere on this page, you can click a button, get your tickets for Soul Builder Live. And I look forward to seeing you in person then. So to be crystal clear, if you'd love to get your ticket for Soul Builder Live or find out more information, then click the link in the description of this episode and you'll get to the page with all the details. And so with that said, let's get into this episode.
Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton. We are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy to understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of the Science and Spirituality Podcast. And here we are, week three into this series of episodes where we're covering the six mental faculties. And this episode is on the mental faculty of will. Now, we're going to be diving a lot deeper into this, but at the very beginning of this, I want to share how the mental faculty of will is very different than willpower. Willpower ultimately comes from our human side of our nature, and it's a force. It can be useful, but only to a certain extent, whereas our will is a spiritual capacity. And we use that in alignment with all of our other five mental faculties to create a life that we want, to create the results that we want. And so we're going to be diving into the differences between will and willpower, how you can apply your will and know when you are working with willpower and how to shift that. And ultimately, I want to begin I want to begin this episode just by stating what our will does. And at the very basis of it, our will is our ability to hold one image on the screen of our mind in the absence of other images in our mind. For example, like if you are clear that you want to be earning $100,000 a year, or you're clear you want to be, like in Chris's example, be an acupuncturist. Like that's a very clear image, like his purpose. And so his will is keeping his vision focused on that career path. And so he's been working on, and that, and you're soon to graduate too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And so that's will, is holding the image of himself being that, instead of willpower, which is where you're forcing yourself to do something that you maybe you even don't want, but it just sounds like it's good. Like a lot of people use willpower to start working out, but it's will that keeps the consistency up with it.
I think a really good example of the difference between will and willpower is willpower is push energy.
Ooh, yeah.
And will is pull energy. Yep. So when you're using willpower, you're pushing, you're forcing something. Like you used that word earlier in the podcast, you're forcing, you know, your way towards something.
Yeah.
And like you said, also mentioned, that's sustainable for the short run, but in the long term, you're just going to burn yourself out. Whereas will uses pull, the pull power, you're being pulled by something. So you also mentioned you have a vision, like holding that vision in mind activates that power of will, because when you have that vision so clear in mind, it pulls you towards it. It organizes your life around that vision. So you're pulled to do things, you're compelled to do them rather than just trying to force your way through them. And that's the energy that's more sustainable long-term. And like you said, that's a perfect differentiation too between willpower being a human trait, trying to push through it, and then a will being a spiritual trait.
Yep.
Because you're activating that power within you.
Exactly. And it's connected with the infinite. Mm-hmm. I want to go there because you were talking about the vision, and because our will and our vision, there are two sides to the same coin, really. Is one side is you have the vision, you're clear on what you want. And then your will is your spiritual capacity to stay consistent with that, to stay focused on it, so that you're not, you know, having like what's called the shiny object syndrome, where you're going after one thing and then another thing. It's like, ooh, I want that. What about that? Ooh, that sounds good. So you're not being just drawn to different things. You're focused on one. And you use the term pull energy. Another way to put it is you're being it's attraction. It's an attractive force. Like the law of attraction, is focused on is having a clear image of what you want and then the expectation to achieve it, which means if you're expecting it, then you're putting your attention on it. You're using your will to keep your mind focused on it. And that's what I mean by having one image on the screen of your mind in the absence of everything else, because you're focusing on what you want.
Yeah. And
I know I'd love to say really quick that there is a way to do this really powerfully over time, because you have to be consistent with it. To use the will means you're using it over time, not just once here or there, or even just once a week or two times a week or whatever. It's consistent daily work, and that's difficult to do. But I want to give each and every one of you listening to this an opportunity to work on this yourself, to develop the discipline to use your will. There's a specific exercise that I'm going to share, which I think we touched on in imagination, the mental faculty of imagination 2 weeks ago. But I want to give an opportunity, a gift really, for anyone listening, if they want to really develop the will. I'm going to give that gift at the end. So I know you'll love it.
Awesome. And stay tuned to the end, because it's actually going to be a great gift, because we talked about it before the podcast. I just wanted to walk everyone through, I guess, a personal example of the difference between willpower and will. And this was back in like my early 20s, like going through college and then graduating college and drinking a lot in college, like a lot of alcohol, like, you know, and more than what usual people would drink. And I feel like I almost had like an addiction to it. And when I tried to stop just using my willpower, being like I'm a stronger person, like I don't have to do this, like it wore on me over time, because it was, I didn't have like a vision that of like who I wanted to be, like after like alcohol, or why I wanted to stop. And so every day it was just like, don't drink, don't drink, don't drink. And then on my mind was consistently drinking, because I was thinking about not doing it. So what really helped me was actually getting educated about what alcohol does to the body, and having that newfound awareness of the person I wanted to be, where I wanted to be a person who didn't drink and I wanted to be healthy. And I had all these visions of what alcohol was doing to me. And then I replaced those with visions of what I could do if I wasn't under this hold of alcohol, right? Mm-hmm. And so it switched from being using that push energy of don't drink, right, in my head, to a pull energy of I want to be this healthy, active person who doesn't have this kind of this weight holding him down. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a little personal example of how that worked. And so I think the awesome thing about listening to this podcast and listening to the mental faculties and how you can use them is that education piece. Mm-hmm. Like you're learning to navigate the difference between the physical and the spiritual side of you. And the more you learn to use the spiritual side of you through this education and through this awareness, the happier you're going to be, because it's you're just going to be able to transcend human issues easier. Not saying that your human issues are going to ever go away. That's not the point of any of this. The point of it is to be able to navigate those human issues better, because you have this whole other realm of your being to use and call upon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to highlight something you said when you're sharing your personal example, because it's so powerful and something I think anyone can relate to, is whether it's not alcohol, it could be food, or it could be like a more like on a positive side, is like someone wants to work out instead of getting away from an addiction, is like, I want to be healthier. But the force energy is there, is like, I gotta just do this. But as you said, like what I wanted to highlight is that you had a vision kept thinking of like not doing it. Mm-hmm. And so therefore what that tells the subconscious mind is to think about doing it.
Yeah.
Like, cause think about this. I want you to, everyone listening to think of this example is, if I say to you, don't think of the Statue of Liberty, don't think of her on the island, don't think of the Statue of Liberty with her holding up the torch in the sky, don't think of her holding her book, just stop, don't think of the Statue of Liberty. What do you think, what's coming to your mind? Just mm-hmm. images after images of the Statue of Liberty, of everything I was saying to not focus on. That's an example of the willpower. It's like you're trying not to focus on it, but the subconscious right. mind picks it up. It's like, well, I'm hearing the word Statue of Liberty, the torch, the book, and so therefore I'm gonna flash images on the screen of my mind of what you're saying not to do. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same thing with our subconscious. And so willpower ultimately is that you're saying, nope, I don't want this, or like I'm trying to force something to have happen, when what you need to do is use will, which is you're focusing on what you do want, not what you don't want.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned earlier too, this mental faculty ties really well to the first mental faculty of imagination.
Yeah.
Because imagination allows you to present your mind with an image or a version of yourself that you want to become. Mm-hmm. And again, I think the big key here is using will. If you get good at using it, it's sustainable over your lifetime, because you don't get burned out, because again, you're being pulled to grow by this image of yourself that you're holding in your mind, rather than willpower trying to just force it. It's like, go back to the example of working out. It's like, if you're like, oh, I want to work out every single day to get ripped. Okay, that could be a good goal. But if you change your goal to, I want to work out a few times a week in a way that's sustainable for me, so that I can be flexible and agile as I grow older, that's much more sustainable. You know what I mean? Like, you can use, mm-hmm. you can hold that image of what it would be like to be that flexible, healthy person at a certain age, and that can pull you, rather than trying to be like, hey, I'm going to work out every single day and force all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's just like a different, it's a different manifestation of the energy, honestly.
Yeah.
To a more relaxed, you know, in flow way.
Exactly. Yeah. Ultimately the difference is, I wish if you could see video on this, but this is just an audio podcast, but I have a tiny toy of magnets that I have right beside me on my desk or in one of my drawers. And you think of a magnet, if you have two sides that are polar opposite, it's literally not going to connect, but you could use your hand to force that connection. You can actually force it. However, because that's willpower. You can actually force that connection, so you can have some results of what you want having that connection. But then if you get tired or you get distracted or just get kind of bored with holding the magnets together, they're going to fly apart. But if you flip it around and then have those poles attract to each other, and that's just the sound of the magnets connecting, then it's easy. And it happens like that. So it's all about the attraction of connecting what you do want. And it's way different than, again, forcing what you want. So, and the way you develop your will so that you are working with attraction rather than the force, the push energy, is to work on developing your focus or your attention. Because the more focused you could be, the more attention you can place on what you do want and not get distracted, then the easier it becomes. Like you mentioned, this is why this is coming up for me, is that you, Chris, you said that this is something that's sustainable over time. Because as you develop your will, it's something that'll stay with you for the rest of your life. I think there's I forget who says this quote, but a mind expanded to a greater degree will never go back to its original dimensions.
Yeah, that's good. It kind of reminds me of the head exploding emoji on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to touch on that too, when you said about focus and attention, how our society today is so set up to keep our attention, but then also keep it moving back and forth, like scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through Facebook. Like, I feel like our modern society is designed to actually split our attention. So another tip here is to just be, compassionate with yourself when you're trying to grow your focus and grow your attention and use this power of will, that you might have to go through a lot of an unlearning process and a repatterning process to how you've been living in this modern society. And so, Kev, did you want to talk about some of the things that you can do to increase your focus or some of the activities?
Yeah. There's one activity, but two options of what you can do. I guess there's any option, like what to focus on, but two that have worked very well for me is, the exercise first is just taking some time, like literally setting a timer for just a minute, maybe 2 minutes, and choosing to focus on one thing for that entire 1 to 2 minutes and focusing all of your thoughts on that one thing. So the two things that have worked to focus on for me is either a candle flame or literally a dot on the wall. But I mentioned, like, you can choose anything. It's like you can choose to focus on something, just any object or anything that's not moving, so that you can keep your attention on it. And so the practice, the exercise is, so let's say you choose the candle flame, which is what I prefer to use. So you light the candle and you set the timer. So for a full minute, you're going to only focus your thoughts on candle flame. So you're going to start thinking, candle flame, candle flame, candle flame, candle flame, candle flame, candle flame. Oh, I should have gone to the bathroom. Candle flame, candle flame. Candle flame. Oh, this is stupid. Candle flame, candle flame, candle flame. Like, you'll notice your thoughts that go off and you're not even choosing those thoughts. They just arise
because you were talking about, it's just like in our society, we're very conditioned to just jump from thought to thought and not keep our focused attention on one thing. And so you'll notice how quickly it goes. This is an exercise I give to my clients who I take through a program called Into Your Genius that goes through all these six mental faculties. And this is one exercise. And it's difficult. I've done this, like when I first started doing this, I had like a dozen different thoughts go off track within just 1 minute.
Yeah.
You keep doing that. If you do it once a day or twice a day, it literally only just takes a minute, then you start to develop the capacity to focus your attention. And the reason why you want this is because, again, then you get to keep your attention focused on your vision, on your dream. And you honestly just have more power. Because you think about light, for example. I have a lamp that's on in my room right now. That light is incandescent light, and it's literally just going everywhere to fill the room. So it gives me light, but it's not focused power where it can cut through steel like laser is. Mm-hmm. A laser is literally just extremely focused light. That's it. And so you notice, like, if you focus your attention more, you have so much more power to literally cut through any fears, doubts, worries, obstacles, anything that'll come up. You can easily cut through that and easily create the results that you want. So that's the power of this. And it comes from that simple exercise. Mm-hmm. It seems silly, honestly, but as you do this, you'll notice it has extreme power in your life.
And I think that exercise is probably better to start out than, like, for people who might have tried meditation and were like, I can't do this, it's too boring.
Yeah.
Because when you're sitting in meditation, you're kind of closing your eyes and trying not to focus on, you're focusing on your breath, or like there's nothing that you're actually staring at. So when you're staring at a flame, it can actually help with that.
Yeah.
Another thing that's helped me over the last like few months as I've been consistent with it, with like my power of will and being able to focus on something, is yoga. Because for yoga, depending on what kind of yoga you do, there's a lot of breath work and a lot of like balance and a lot of focus, and you can't really think about other things. It's like you'll be doing yoga and 10 minutes will go by and you'll be like, wow, I haven't thought about anything except for like not falling. And so it like allows you to focus that way as well.
Yeah.
And then I like yoga specifically because it also involves your body too. You get that whole mind body connection there as well. So that's another tip. That's at least my tip, my practice.
I back that up too. I mean, I've been practicing yoga for 5 years now, and it's the same. There's so much focus that goes into the practice when you really get into it. So
yeah.
Actually, I didn't even really think of that, but that's actually a really good correlation.
Like, there's like a lot of stuff.
The mental faculty of will and then that. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like a lot of stuff I've been learning from yoga just by doing it too. Just like another one is just how everything is temporary. Like you can be in a yoga pose and it could suck, but it'll probably only suck for like 15 seconds. And then you'll breathe your way out of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like a good like analogy for life. Like sometimes you're just stuck in stuff and you just got to like breathe and it'll pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome.
I mean, I don't have anything else to discuss on Will. I think this was really informative. Did you want to give your offer before we close out?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to give that gift. And it really is that this simple. Like I don't have anything else to share really either about Will. Yeah. It's just a matter of doing it, doing the exercise, developing your focus so that you can use that in creating the vision that you have, you know, that you've dreamed up through your imagination that we talked about in the first mental faculty.
Yeah.
So the gift though, I want to give each and every one of you listening, if you feel guided to, if you want to develop this capacity of will, then I'd love to offer you a strategy session with me, which is a 60-minute conversation with me where I get to help you get clear on what struggles you're facing right now, what obstacles you're facing, then get clear on the vision, using your imagination to dream up the desired result you want, say 3 years from now. And then I'll help you in discovering what's the next best steps for you to take to develop your will and use that will to then keep your mind focused on your vision consistently. There's some suggestions that I always have for people who have come on these calls, and they always walk away empowered. So, there's also an opportunity to work with me at the end if you feel guided to as well, but we'll talk about that as well. But the main part of this is focusing on you, where you're stuck at, your vision, and then what steps you could take to bridge the gap from where you are to where you want to be. Now, I call it a gift because this session is valued at $250. Mm-hmm. So if you would love this and you're ready to invest in your dream, this is my gift to you. So in the description of this podcast, there'll be a link to go to my online calendar, and you can click that link. schedule a time that is, I only have a handful of spots that are ever open any given week. Cause again, I have a busy speaking, teaching, coaching schedule. So if you love that, click the link, book it as soon as possible. And if you don't see any times available, that means I'm booked out for that week. Email me at my email or DM me on Instagram. I believe that our outro on this podcast always has our Instagram handles. It's at Kevin F. Carter.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure do. Yeah, yeah. I think because we say like, oh, any questions, any comments, like,
okay.
You can always DM us on Instagram. But or email me, kevin@kevincarden.com. So that's my gift to you for this mental faculty of will. And again, they fill up and they fill up fast. So looking forward to talking with you.
Yeah, and I was going to say before we end that if you've listened this far and you're on episode 3 of our 6-part series on the mental faculties, going through that but the call with Kevin you'll actually use the first 3 mental faculties with him because you're going to use imagination. Then he's going to help you use your intuition to decide next steps. And then he's going to talk about how to use your will to focus on your vision. So if you've come this far and you really like what you hear, I think it's definitely a great opportunity to kind of like actually put these things into practice. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Word. Awesome. Well, it was great talking with, guess you, Chris, and I'm glad you're here listening, my friend who is listening, and we'll see you on the next mental faculty, which is, I think it's memory. Let me just double check really quick. We have an idea where we're going next. It is.
And so we have an idea where we're going next.
I know, right? No. I'm clicking through on this. I'm like, there's a couple of documents we have, but here we go.
That'd be funny if it was memory and you forgot.
Right? Ironic. It's perfect. And it is. It's memory.
It's memory. Yeah. Right,
cool. And a little tidbit on that, just to give you a teaser. Memory doesn't just work one way. Doesn't just work backwards. There's a way you can use your memory forwards. Yes, that sounds kind of cryptic, but it's really awesome. And then we actually have some teaching. Whenever I share about memory with any of my clients, I talk about Alice in Wonderland because that in the book, the White Queen actually talks about memory, using it as a forward faculty. So anyway, we'll talk about that next week. Hope you have a great week and we'll talk.
Remembering the future.
Yes, exactly. All right. Talk with y'all soon.
See ya.
And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. And we really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, just connect with us on Instagram. You could always DM us at Kevin Francis Carden
and at Chris J. Carden. And also, if you feel guided to, the one thing we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and leave us a review. This way we can reach more people and impact more lives with this amazing information. With that, we'll see you on the next episode.